This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
George says, big up, just my opinion here. At this point, the only thing that can bring Bitcoin back down to 10 grand would be another black swan event. Pray it never happens. Yeah, it would be a world war. It would be the deficit ceiling not being raised and we crash. Yeah, dude, of course, lots of things could do, you know, like catastrophic things, black swanish. Like, hell yeah, could happen to anything. Of course, but eventually, the mining rate is going up. The hash rate has exploded to a point where it's at levels that it's never been at. The exchanges are at all-time lows with Bitcoin. That they're running out of Bitcoin, where everything is getting hodled. Whales are continuing to swallow Bitcoin and hold it. It's the Lightning Network just expanded to, I forgot how many countries. Mallers was talking about from 2 to like 40 countries all over the place. I don't know how many billions of people now. I think it's like 2 billion people or something have access to the Lightning Network or something ridiculous like that. So you're talking about an enormous amount of growth that's happening. China and Japan were just now, finally, they're allowing their citizens to get involved in Bitcoin. So now in this next couple of months here, you're going to see another pump coming from Asia. Now the cryptocurrency exchanges there are getting their licenses and getting ready to do business. And then I believe in China, you may have to be the individuals, human beings like you and me, you have to be, I think, approved to then buy crypto. And then they limit you to certain cryptos that you can buy, which are the major ones, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Avalanche, Cardano, Litecoin, you know, like some, just the major ones. I mean, if you know about all this stuff, which a guy like Kenshan doesn't know shit about, the everything is there for you that you can see. That the roadmap is being laid out, okay? Adoption is growing every single day. More and more people are using Bitcoin on a daily basis, right? More and more holders are coming into the ecosystem. It only goes up, the amount of holders. The amount of holders with 0.1 Bitcoin, which is not even one Bitcoin, just 10% of a Bitcoin, has gone through the roof. The amount of people that hold one Bitcoin is at an all-time high. You know, the amount of people that own 10 or more Bitcoin continues to be at an all-time high. Everything tells you that it's headed in the right direction. Banks around the world are now starting to see the light because they're dying and they're adding cryptocurrency to their portfolios. And they're allowing their customers to buy cryptocurrency through their banking systems and all that kind of stuff. Fidelity is one of the biggest banks in the United States. They are creating their own cryptocurrency exchange. I mean, you know, it goes on and on. I have so many examples I can talk about and educate you on the growth of what's going on with crypto and Bitcoin. It's ridiculous. It can only go one way, and that's a skyrocket way, like parabolic. That's all. It's just a matter of time, but people don't have patience. That's all it is. And people just want to, you know, wish the worst. But the bottom line is fiat currencies all over the world are caving in and falling because our fractionalized banking system does not work here and it doesn't work anywhere else in the world. And that's why eventually everything is going to go to shit, and they'll go to digital currencies, and then Bitcoin and Ethereum and many others are going to be used as currency throughout the world. It's going to happen, whether you like it or not. And I get it. Some people don't want change or refuse to adapt to change. This one is going to run you over if you choose to avoid it or be indifferent. It's not going to pay off for you. That's all. So when I have people that try to tell me something about Bitcoin when they know nothing about it, like Ken Sean, and, you know, what can I tell you, man? It is what it is.